Leo Frank, Georgia. Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914. Page 1759. Visible translated text is as follows. By which I could secure him a pass from Jacksonville to Atlanta and return, stating that he had a daughter or sister-in-law whom he desired to visit. I explained to Dalton that while I had friends with the Southern Railway, it would be impossible for me to secure a pass for him, or even for myself, owing to the present pass laws. I explained to Dalton that it would be impossible for me to do him a favor of any kind while the Frank case was pending, and Dalton acknowledged to me that he understood that for that reason I could not do anything for him. There never was any conversation which took place between me and Dalton with reference to the Pardon Board of Georgia, and I positively never offered Dalton any money in any amount. At the time Dalton made his affidavit, same was read over to him by Mr. Dot Hendry, and not by me, and Mr. Dot Hendry said nothing about said affidavit being taken to be used before the Pardon Board. Dalton had plenty of time and took plenty of time to listen to the reading of the entire affidavit, and Dalton did not ask me or Mr. Hendry when he would get any money, and there was no mention made of any money at any time during the conversation with Dalton. Ground 14. Henry A. Alexander, sworn for the movant. The facsimile photograph of the yellow murder note appearing in the pamphlet issued and distributed by me in February 1914 is, in reference to these notes, is identical with the facsimile of said note appearing in the original brief of evidence in this case, filed in Fulton Superior Court and approved October 31, 1913 by Judge Roan as a true, correct, and complete brief of the evidence in said case. It is also identical with the facsimile of said note appearing in the certified copy of said brief of evidence on file in the Supreme Court of Georgia and is also identical with the facsimile copy of said note appearing in the printed copy of the brief of evidence filed in the Supreme Court. A copy of said note is hereto attached, marked Exhibit A. The exhibit attached to said affidavit consists of a photographic copy of one of the notes found by the body of Mary Fagan, the same having been designated on the original trial as State's Exhibit 2. Herbert G. Schiff, sworn for the movant. I have been employed at the National Pencil Factory since 1906. I worked at the National Pencil Company during the year 1913 and was in the city continually during the year 1912. I know Henry F. Becker, who was the